1977, including spaghetti and meatballs, vegetarian and gluten-free options.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
There comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
Good morning, good morning. You are tuned to KBOO, your very own community radio station, KBOO in Portland. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And this morning we are thrilled to have the opportunity to speak with renowned novelist, memoirist, poet, Marge Piercy. Marge Piercy has been called a cultural touchstone by the Boston Globe. She's the author of 17 novels, 19 volumes of poetry, memoirs, a few nonfiction books as well. And thank you, Marge, for joining us this morning here on Positively Revolting.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Oh, we are thrilled to the bottom of our toes, I'm telling you right now. So this is Lynn, Marge, and I want to just sort of start with this new book of essays and memoirs that My Life, My Body, that you have out. And I wanted to start talking about the essay My Life, My Body here on Positively Revolting. About once a month, we do a show on the war on women, not because we want to, but because it keeps going on.
Yeah, it keeps increasing.
Increasing, as a matter of fact. And I really...
That Republican debate, I mean, they all...
Oh, it was vile. Throwing things at the screen was about the only thing to do. I wanted to talk to you about that essay because you talk about the history of pre-Roe v. Wade. And I remember that history. And so many people don't. It seems really important to put some cultural memory into those times. And you talk about a lot of your experiences and the experience of women you know. And why do you think that's important? I do. I'd like to know why you do.
Because if you can't control, who doesn't control their body? A slave. That's someone who has no control over their body. Women fought very hard to get control over their bodies, and losing it means not having the choice to live your life as you want to. I grew up with a tradition from the ghetto of the fact that you have no more children than you can take care of, feed, support. That's what my grandmother and my grandmothers instilled into me. You are responsible for children, not as fetuses, but as living beings who have to grow up and for whom you have to provide and whom you have to be able to care about and give energy to.
And, or have it be your choice to have a child when you want one or not to have one.
Precisely. We are not vessels. We are not simply incubators.
Yeah,
that's right. A woman is not an incubator.
Having a child means a responsibility for at least the next 18 years, maybe next 21, maybe the next 30 or 35.
Yeah, 18 if you're lucky. 18 if you're lucky. Well, and I just liked how you talked about the history of that. I mean, I think women, younger women now, don't remember what it was like to not be able to get an abortion when you wanted one. A safe one.
When
a safe
was
18 one.
In the summer between my freshman and sophomore years in college, and I was putting myself through college. You could in those days,
right,
anymore.
Right.
unless you have a real sizable trust fund.
Unless you're a Romney.
Right. Anyhow, I found myself pregnant. I was not about to marry the guy who I had decided by then was a control freak and was trying to crush me, bend me to his will. That had come out slowly over the time we'd been seeing each other. I also wasn't about to quit college. I'd worked so hard to get there. I couldn't find any legal way to have an abortion. There was essentially none. I couldn't find any illegal way. I was a working class kid in Detroit, so I had to do it myself. And I almost bled to death. And I've never wished that on anybody again. It was excruciatingly painful. But I survived, and I was proud of myself because I hadn't accepted the fate I didn't want.
Well, and I remember you also talking about a friend of yours who desperately wanted to have a child and then was miscarrying. And this seems to be something that's going on. And was she almost charged with, now I'm trying to remember exactly what happened to her. But
she went into the hospital. They were so afraid that she'd aborted herself that they let her lie on a gurney in the hallway for hours, bleeding profusely and in excruciating pain. And she was so depressed when she lost the baby. I was afraid she was going to be suicidal. The whole experience of being treated that way like a criminal was so awful for her, and essentially it ended her marriage.
Yeah, so these are things, I don't know, that we have to, of course, now there are laws for feticide.
I also lost another friend to a botched abortion.
Right. There was an awful lot of that.
This is the thing, when we hear that, people are moving to reduce our rights around reproductive health to end.
Moving to it, they've done it.
Yes. Yeah, really, most states have restrictions on abortions that were not there 10 years ago. And funding for abortions have been slashed pretty much across the country.
They're closing clinics by making ridiculous rules that they have to be just like hospitals.
Yes. Yeah, and we see, the radical right or the forced birth movement are saying, that this is about being pro-life. But of course, as you've already pointed out, it's about controlling women. And that is, underscored by the complete lack of compassion for women and children once the child is born by that same crowd.
A poem called Ethics for Republicans.
Oh, thank you.
Please do.
An embryo is precious. A woman is a vessel. A fertilized egg is a person. A woman is indentured to it. An embryo is sacred until birth. After that, he, she is on their own. Abortion is murder. Rape, incest are means to an end. That precious fertilized egg housed in an expendable body. Let us make babies and babies and babies. Children are something else. Probably future criminals. Probably welfare cheats whose education hikes taxes. You can freely dispose of them.
Yes, exactly so. And as we see, the restricted access does not necessarily mean women will not have abortions, that it just increases the risk to the woman's life, taking something that has been a safe procedure.
A lot more, and she may lose her job because she may have to cross state lines and wait and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
When there are fewer and fewer places to have an abortion, it costs women a lot more in time and money.
And then we're also seeing laws around feticide. The case of Purvi Patel last year, who was a woman who may have taken drugs, pills, abortifacients, and then was hospitalized and charged with feticide.
I think that was in Indiana, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, I remember that case.
This is why we have that show every month.
And because they keep going. You know, 130 laws restricting abortion rights were passed in the 90s. You know, and again, as we're saying, 70 restrictions were passed in 2013 alone. So this, it's like a steam engine, right? And it's just gaining momentum. Where do you see that going? How do you see the resistance to these restrictions?
There has to be resistance, but there's been so much propaganda. Think of all the movies and television programs in which people get pregnant, women get pregnant,
right,
accidentally or without wishing to, and then have the baby. There's all this propaganda, have the baby, have the baby, have the baby.
Right. They think about having an abortion, but in the end.
Yes.
Yes.
It wouldn't be fair.
No. I know. You see it all the time. Katha Paul wrote a good book about called Pro, that just talks about being unapologetic.
And that unapologeticness for saying abortion on demand without apology, it was a cry of the 70s, and yet it's almost like a whisper these days, right?
I think what's necessary is what we did then, which is a speak out. All kinds of women who would have abortions speaking out about it and saying, I had an abortion, I had reasons for it, I'm not sorry, it didn't traumatize me, this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
We did those speak outs, and I think it's important, and the more women do that...
The time has come again. And actually, that's one of the things I wanted to bring up about your writing that has touched me over, gosh, I guess I've been reading you for about 30 years. And what really strikes me about your writing is that you make the invisible visible. You amplify the voices and the lives of the marginalized and the oppressed. And when it comes to people needing to tell their truth, sometimes seeing somebody tell their truth in a fiction is a very meaningful thing to experience.
I have a novel about what it was like to be a young woman when abortion was illegal. Braided Lives.
Yes.
Is about that.
Yes. And really throughout your novels, I'm thinking specifically of Consuelo, the protagonist in Women on the Edge of Time.
Woman on the Edge of Time,
yes.
It's coming out next year in its 40th edition with a new introduction I wrote.
Is it?
Excellent.
Finally in trade paperback, finally.
Yay.
It was, to me that book did so much for, again, making the invisible visible. And in looking at how very sick our society is, this woman who is impoverished, a woman of color, who has really had a very challenging life, and suddenly is in contact with somebody, say, from the 22nd century, and how that person is framing the conditions of this life, the poisons in the food, the hierarchies and ranks that say that one person has authority over another person. All of those that treatment, I think, allows people to see really what we take for granted. It's, well, that's just the way things are. Of course, Monsanto poisons food. Of course, we have, you know, ranks based on wealth and stature, you know.
Of course we dump our excrement in the toilet.
Of course.
And it goes into the water.
Right.
It's a big ocean.
But it's, you can see that anew and really see the absurdity of it when you're looking through that filter. Can you talk a bit about that treatment in writing?
About about writing a utopian novel?
Yeah, and how that actually helps us see.
There was a whole time when there were a lot of feminist utopian novels, Woman on the Edge of Time among them. It's a time when we felt both that we could move forward, that we were having an impact, that we could change things, and that we felt keenly what we were without. In utopian fiction, the good societies always stress the things that the person writing them or the society in which she's writing are without. For instance, commonly in feminist utopias, there's no such thing as legitimacy or illegitimacy, and there's no such thing as a mother alone with her children. Everybody raises the children. More than at least a village and maybe beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And that speaks to the loneliness many women feel right after they have a child, how cut off they feel. And it speaks to the alienation that many women feel in our society. So you write out of hunger, out of what you don't have, but you write towards what you think change can bring you. Now, we were very hopeful then. There's nobody writing utopias now, as far as I know. Certainly no feminist utopias. Because we're fighting so hard to retain some of the rights we won.
Yeah, we were starting off this morning talking about how the war on women continues. Of course, also acutely aware of how racist oppression seems to be gaining ground as well again. Classism, you know, again, this the generally, really, the worsening conditions for people trying to live in our society. You know, it's hard for me as somebody who's almost 50 and growing up in this, you know, in the 70s, who's, oh, yes, the movement is on. Things are getting better. We are on a forward path. We are progressives, right? So things are progressing. And now
we are getting certain social things.
Well, and
we will have gay marriage completely accepted, and we will have marijuana legalized and freely available, like much more than cigarettes. But we're at a time when 1% of the population controls almost everything, including buys elections now totally.
Yes.
In which real wages continue to decline, in which people are more and more people are forced into poverty. There's less and less social nets available. So many kids are crippled by the terrible debts they come out of college with, which is ridiculous. And
it's
a lot
obscene.
Of them can't go to college because they can't assume that debt.
Right.
Things are much worse for most people than they were 30 years ago. Real wages have declined so much, and people are not getting a fair share of the GNP for the work they do. Plus, the media all the time denigrates work. What's precious is celebrity. No matter who, people are famous for being famous.
Right.
I knew a 16-year-old that was her. She changed, thank goodness. But I'm like, what do you want to be? She goes, I want to be famous. And I'm like, do you want to do anything? No, fame was just fine for her. And
that might be okay for a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
We are talking with Marge Piercy. This is Positively Revolting. And I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And we are delighted to have Marge with us for just a little more time this morning. And you are listening to KBOO, your community radio station. I want to encourage you to follow along at home. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, where you can follow us as Positive Revolt.
We're everywhere. March, you are such a renowned and prolific poet, and I was...
You were talking about... We were talking about poverty.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
like a poem. The
I would love
no
one.
Longer with us.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
No one's poor any longer. Listen to politicians. They mourn the middle class, which is shrinking as we watch in the mirror. The poor have been discarded already into the oblivion pale of not-to-be-spoken-of words. They are as lepers were treated once, to be shipped off to fortified islands of the mind to rot quietly. If poverty is a disease, quarantine its victims. If it's a social problem, imprison them behind high walls. Maybe it's genetic. How often they catch easily preventable diseases. Feed them fast garbage and they'll die before their care can cost you of heart attack, stroke. Provide cheap guns and they'll kill each other well out of your sight. Ghettos are such dangerous places. Give them schools that teach them how stupid they are. But always pretend they don't exist because they don't buy enough, spend enough. Give you bribes or contributions. No ads target their feeble credit. They are not real people like corporations.
Oh. From your book, March Piercy, My Life, My Body, you have an essay, Housewives Without Houses, and a poem, The Hows, There Is No Why. And again, as far as making the invisible visible and looking at the poverty that is prevalent in many of our lives, can you speak to that?
When I was writing Three Women, I got very good at seeing the invisible homeless. Mm-hmm. The invisible homeless often have jobs. Mm-hmm. It's just the jobs don't pay enough. Ever since urban renewal began, there's less and less affordable housing in cities. And even the center of cities, which used to be, if not great places to live, certainly viable. Certainly you could afford the rents. Now people with money are moving back into center cities and they're being gentrified. I have a whole essay about gentrification in there.
Which really hit home. Portland is a very rapidly gentrifying city. I know it's a national issue. But it's...
The Cape has been gentrified. Most people without money have been pushed out already.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see them do that in Detroit, which was... some people like are moving from Portland to Detroit because they think it's not so gentrified, but the people, of course, who actually live in Detroit are the... where I know you are from.
Yeah.
You were we have here a copy of your Made in Detroit,
yeah,
book, which we like. I was made in Traverse City, so. But I wanted to talk about the essay. I loved. Well, loved is not maybe exactly the word, but how you were, because you're such an amazing poet, and I was sort of amazed to see how repressed you were by the academia, the fiefdom of academia, for so long, and then were completely inspired by Allen Ginsberg.
Because he wrote out of who he was, where I'd been forced not to, through academic pressure. The kind of writing they appreciated then. It's the same way now. Basically what's admired in academia is mostly it should be as obscure as possible so they can write theses on it and explicate it.
Basically take the soul out of your poetry.
No, take the personal out.
Oh, right. Okay.
Don't know much about souls. Take writing out of your own reality out.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote out of being a gay Jewish man who didn't come from money and who had politics. And that inspired me because I not to write like him, but to go back to writing like I had in high school, out of my own experience, out of my own reality.
Well, I'm glad that happened. Have you got another poem you'd like to read for us?
Okay.
Speaking of poems?
Yeah, I'm just finding it. Hope is a long, slow thing. I became a feminist, but I didn't get it all, so I've committed to the Church of Perpetual Subservience. I protested, demonstrated, but still the war went on, so I've realized politics is useless, and I've joined the Junior League instead. We have marvelous luncheons. I made phone calls for my candidate, but little happened, so I'll never vote again. But progress is never individual. A wave crashes on our shore, traveling all the way from Africa, storming, eroding the cliff, grinding it down. But the same water is not what moved. We are droplets in a wave. Maybe I cannot with my efforts displace a rock, but the energy of a movement can force it from the way. Look back. My great-grandmother was killed in a pogrom. My grandmother gave birth to 11 children in a tenement, eating potatoes only sometimes. My mother had to leave school in 10th grade to work as a chambermaid that salesmen chased around dirty beds. Nothing changed by itself, but was changed by work. History reports no progress. People did not sweat and dare to push. A long we is the power that moves the rock.
I always have a hard time speaking after poetry. I do. Yeah. I just want to sort of sit there with it for a moment. I want to talk for a moment about how in your work you really highlight that the people with less power, people who are more marginalized, people who...
That's getting to be most of us.
Yes. And how we are defined by people with more power, how we are pathologized by people with more power. When I'm again thinking of, Woman on the Edge of Time, I have to admit, I reread that very recently because it was my favorite novel for years, and I just wanted to refresh it. And the thing that really struck me this time was how in the mental hospital, everything that the protagonist does is pathologized. She doesn't have pain. She is experiencing, you say you're having pain, you're telling us about pain, but not really are the helpers, quote unquote, the nurses, the aides, believing that maybe she is in pain, maybe she knows her body, maybe she's trying to actually have help. Everything is pathologized. And that just sort of seems to me to bleed over to certainly experiences outside of mental hospitals, as people see their caseworkers to get their benefits renewed monthly. Their lives are scrutinized and pathologized. Being poor, being homeless is a criminalized act. And every social worker...
And they're treated like it. The, especially the ones who have to sleep on the street visibly, who haven't figured out ways to stay out of sight.
Right, and every social worker passes judgment, not just assistance, mostly the judgment. And so, again, your writing really brings that to light. And I'm thinking, how do you see your writing as a part of social change?
Look, writing doesn't change anything. Basically, you hope that people who read it will either have be given energy into what they believe, or maybe they spend a bit of time in another consciousness and cannot, after that, view people so readily as other who are unlike themselves.
That, in and of itself, is a pretty revolutionary act sometimes. Suddenly finding a connection, sometimes through fiction or poetry, to a deeper human experience.
Well, one hopes so. But people don't read much anymore.
Oh, I hope that's not true. Although I fear that it is. Yeah.
I live in a reading bubble. I'm glad that people I know read. But you're right.
Yeah, but we're getting older.
Yeah. I hear that. I hear tell that is true. Apparently that's what happens when you don't die. So that's okay. So Marge, we want to thank you so much for carving out some time of your day for us today. This has just been a thrill for me and for Ani, I know. And thank you for helping us with our membership drive at KABU.
Okay, and I hope you succeed in your membership drive. My husband does a lot of that. He has programs on local community radio. He does an interview program every week and a humorous essay, and he's president of the board.
Oh.
He's always taking fundraising, doing things for fundraising. He and another person at the station go to somebody's house in their pajamas and make them breakfast, and they auction that off.
We'll have to.
That's a great idea.
Our station manager's here today. We're going to have to get her to do that.
Well, you know, she's actually done a house party dinner for people before.
What
too.
Are the call letters for the radio station?
I beg your pardon?
What are the call letters for his radio station?
WMR.
WMR. All right. Well, maybe we'll see him at a grassroots radio conference sometime.
Maybe as we part here, can you just maybe say a moment about the value of community radio?
Well, my husband is very involved in it, and it's very important because they have different news. He does interviews that will never go on NPR.
Yeah.
He does much. He can interview far more radical people. People are much more involved in social change. Books that are not going to be bestsellers. Everything like that. And a lot of local issues. Local, national, international. He has the freedom to do all that.
Thank you so much, Marge Piercy, for being with us this morning on Positively Revolting.
And thank you for continuing to write.
Thank you for having me and be successful in your fundraising.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Marge Piercy, author of oh so many books, 17 novels, 19 volumes of poetry, all of them brilliant. Actually, yeah. I've got to say.
No, not a stinker in the bunch.
She's been writing since the late 60s, going down fast, her first novel. And now it is time for you, my friend, to step to the phone and dial 877-500-5266 and say, yes, you are happy to support, you are proud to support community radio that brings you these voices week after week, that day after day. Here we are at the sort of beginning of our News and Public Affairs Day special, and we want to hear from you. 877-500-5266. Hey, Teresa.
Stay tuned to National Pentagon Radio for a friendly interview with Paul Wolfowitz. Not!
Yeah, it's not what we do.
It's KBOO Portland. And the number to call, 877-500-5266. That's another way of saying 877-500-5266. And good morning, Lynn. Good morning, Ani.
Hi, T.
Good morning, Teresa.
Marge Piercy speaking the truth on KBOO Radio. No one's poor any longer, sarcasm. They're not real people like corporations. God, I'm just eating it up. And if you are, too, call the number.
877-500-5266. This is a super exciting time to bring in your support for community radio because it gets doubled.
Yeah, I believe we've got a matching.
We do indeed. And in fact, Precision Glassworks has made a very generous offer to match the next $500 in donations called in during this very talk radio show this morning. Thank you to Precision Glassworks. And let us thank you for stepping up to the challenge and meeting that match. Call in now with your $5 a month contribution or your $10 a month contribution, what you can budget in to support community radio. Please do that right now and support Positively Revolting this morning at 877-500-5266.
Speaking of thank yous, we've got to thank Cinch, a new member calling in from Vancouver, and
fantastic.
Lynn from Portland for increasing her monthly contribution to get the hoodie and because she can. Gee, that's kind of loquacious. I wonder which Lynn that might have been. Tanya Neuboyer Called in from Portland. She is renewing. You can join Tanya, Lynn, and Cinch by calling 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Now, explicate this. This is community radio, and that's why you listen, isn't it?
Yes. So, yes, it is.
Okay, I don't want to... All right, so if you have a $20 bill this month for KBOO, you'll probably have one next month. Why not join up and get a hoodie? You can't buy this hoodie in a store. If you see one, it's a sustaining supporter of KBOO, and that's the fun of it. You can see that it's one of us. Google gobble. Right now, you
can
join by
877. You know, you need a cozy, nice, soft hoodie like these are, and you need a little, and you need a sign on it, the revolutionary sign that says it's KBOO.
That's right, because winter is coming, and this will, keep you safe through those, sort of scary nights. 877-500-5266, the number to call to please join us or renew your membership to KBOO this morning. Perhaps you've been a sustaining member for a while, and you aren't actually sure. I've talked to a number of people during this membership drive who aren't actually sure how much they're giving every month because, well, it just sort of, they see it on a statement, it doesn't hurt, and they don't pay that much attention to it. If you're in that boat, go ahead and call us now and bump it up by a dollar every month. It adds up to $12 in a year, which may not seem all that significant to you, but it's very significant to us because that $12 will add to your friends and neighbors' $12. And it is through the interwoven strength of community that we continue to thrive. Here at KBOO, the Mighty 90.7, please do give us a call, 877-500-5266. Online, you can do it at kboo.fm, or you can come to 20 Southeast 8th.
It's a lovely fall day. Come on down. We've got our bike racks, our headphones.
That's
You'll
true.
Know us. It's a beautiful mural on the wall. Come
a
on down.
A brightly painted building. And
yes.
With a headphone.
Come on down,
stands.
Have a cup of coffee, see all the faces made for radio, have a little tour of the station, and become a member.
Interwoven strength, Spider Girl. Hey, shall I describe My Life, My Body?
Please
and
do.
And Made
Please
in
do.
Detroit Poems. Okay, so My Life, My Body is, of course, a book of poems and essays by Marge
and
Piercy.
And there's an interview in there, too.
And, yeah.
And you were just hearing us talk about it.
Reviews, Marge Piercy discussing her own development as a working-class feminist, the highs and lows of TV culture, the ego dances of a writer's life, the homeless and the housewife, Allen Ginsberg and Marilyn Monroe. Gosh, this sounds good.
I think.
I'm not going to tell them how to get it because I want one for myself.
Be greedy, Teresa. Let the other people get a book.
All right.
Okay.
It's 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Just snatch it right out of my fingers, why don't you, by calling right now.
Yes, actually, please do. Please do. Snatch it out of Teresa's fingers.
Oh,
she can get another copy.
It's okay.
So
there's another book, too. Maybe I can get this one before you can. It's Made in Detroit Poems, a treasure trove of new poems by one of our most sought-after poets, Marge Piercy. Poems that range from descriptions of the Detroit of her childhood to her current life on Cape Cod, from deep appreciations of the natural world to elegies for lost friends and relationships, from a vision of her Jewish heritage to a hard-hitting take on today's political ironies. Marge Piercy's book, Made in Detroit Poems, can be yours just for calling us up and pledging $5 a month. You can do that. You probably got a $5 bill right now in your bank account. Call 877-500-5266. When you do it, you'll be doing something much better than just getting a book. You'll be joining community radio, and I think you know, as well as anyone, better than most, just how important community radio is. And it's got to be you, doesn't it?
You know it's important. That's why you're listening now, because you don't want the distractions of, who has the latest celebrity remodeling job, who has, who's got the most coin in their purse, who has, you don't care about that stuff. That stuff does not affect your life. What affects your life is, what we talk about here on KBOO. We have critical conversations on sexism. We have critical conversations on classism. We have critical conversations on racism. We have critical conversations on the abuse of authority in our lives. and how we can create resistance, how we are the resistance, how our resistance is needed to make this world a better place.
Ooh, I like that phrase, we are the resistance.
And you right now are an important part of that resistance. It's so very important that we hear from you this morning at 877-500-5266, because we are the resistance. It's true. Without us, you know, let's just say the bad guys win. And it's important that we realize our power and our collective power. And really, one of the most effective ways to realizing our collective power coming out of isolation is really tuning in to community radio, tuning in to community media and independent media, because you realize you are not alone. You are not the only person asking these questions. You are not the only person seeking these answers. You are not the only person thirsting for justice and a better world in which we live ourselves and in which we bring in the new generations. This is, in fact, a crucial part of that resistance. KBOO has been here since 1968, and with your support, we will continue to be here for another 48 years. Go ahead and give us a call right now at 877-500-5266. Meet the match that has been given to us this morning by Precision Glassworks, enticing some of you to go
money.
Ahead and double your money now. 877-500-5266.
And we don't torture you with commercials all the time. I don't know if you've ever heard commercial radio lately, but we come to you two or three times a year to get operating funds. That is it, operating funds. We are do profit, and we spend all our efforts on informing you and having the best the programmers with music get the best music they can. And this is an entire labor of love, this station. So give us some of your love right now in the form of monetary, let's say cash. Yeah, that's it.
Cash.
That's
cash it. Is good. Or a credit card. Card would be good too.
Check's okay?
Yep. 877-500-5266. Or come on down to 20 Southeast 8th this morning and say, yeah, you support Positively Revolting. You want to come down, meet the folks that bring you the radio shows, take a tour of the studios. We'll be happy to show you how we put your money to good use in service of the entire community. That's it. Your contribution strengthens community, and community is, in fact, going to get you through hard times. Better than money will get you through hard times with no community. That's what I'm going to say. 877-500-5266. Online, kboo.fm, or come on down, 20 Southeast 8th, just between Burnside and Ankeny in Southeast Portland, a rapidly gentrifying neighborhood, I got to say. But you can, I used to say beautiful scenic Southeast 8th Avenue, and it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, it's kind of becoming true, and I don't think I like it so much. But That is what it is. We ask that you come on in and visit us. We ask that you pick up the phone and call us, and that you continue to support Radio Resistance, that you continue to support Positively Revolting, that you know you are doing your part for strengthening your community and adding to positive social change with one phone call this morning to be a sponsor of this community resource. 877-500-5266.
Folks that like to call all the time, I challenge you to be members of your radio station. We welcome your comments and questions, and now we'll welcome your contribution to keeping KBOO on the air.
Go ahead.
877-500-5266. Yes.
Well, I was going to say, you're the one that has the shoulders for this. Those who join us average $11 a month. And as I was saying, you can get the hoodie for $20, but we would love to give you a book, one of Marge Piercy's books, as I was saying before, and which I will describe again in just a couple of minutes. We still have that book available to you, 877, two books actually available to you, 877-500-5266 is the number to call. To be clear,
what's the minimum contribution again for somebody who would like to get that latest book of memoirs, My Body, My Life?
5 clams a month.
That is phenomenal. It is it's a dense book. It's not a very long book of essays, but it is dense, as is all of Marge Piercy's writings. And I just found it truly a joy to read the honesty in which she writes. It's It's Marge Piercy, people. Well, yeah, I mean, 877-500-5266.
This is the sort of book that you don't want to start and then have in the front seat of your car because you'll crash.
Well, yeah, kind of like that. So, but... So don't do that. Read it responsibly, people. 877-500-5266. Keep those phones ringing. It's wonderful to hear the support coming in this morning. Music to my ears it is, but we do need to keep them going and to raise our goal of $1,000 this morning.
Yeah, just about 15 minutes left in your final pledge drive appearance.
It's
here.
True. It's true. This is it for Positively Revolting for
don't
the fall drive.
Don't miss this opportunity. Don't let it go by.
Now, I want to be clear. If you're having to buy Sunny Delight instead of orange juice for your kids, we don't want your cash. We want you to feed your kids, but we're happy to be here for you. There will be another time when you have a few dollars extra, but for the rest of you, doing okay, know that you got $5 at the end of the month in your bank account. Well, how about giving it to KBOO? If you got $5 now, you'll have it later. We've been making references to, by saying winter is coming for the hoodie, and it's, it's an easy thing to do. But by contrast, George R.R.
Well,
Martin
true.
Describes a medieval dystopia in his made-for-TV writing. If you read Marge Piercy's Woman on the Edge of Time, it's the dystopia is the here and now, and the utopia is in the future. So it's quite a refreshing thing. But Martin's dystopia is all too familiar, an unaccountable 1% elite that can kill the plebes at will and get away with it. And he got that from medieval Europe, and it's just too familiar.
Oh, medieval
now,
Europe.
Or 21st century America, whichever.
Everything old is new again, isn't it? Okay. 877-500-5266. Please do give us a call right now. Therese, I'm sorry. Were you still in the midst of your point?
Did I have more brilliant bon mots to... No, I didn't.
Okay,
actually,
good.
I was just going to go and say that there are some towns that we broadcast to using expensive electricity. And I would like to call out those towns right now to encourage you to represent your town to call in. And that would be Tigard calling in right now, 877-500-5266. Gresham, have you called in from Gresham yet? 877-500-5266.
Hey, people of Richfield.
Yeah, I know you're Richfield. Turn away from those birds for a second. Call us, 877-500-KBOO. West Lynn, call in Lake Oswego. I know there's one or two KBOO supporters in Lake Oswego. Corvallis, Yamhill.
Salem.
Call in Oregon
Philomath.
City right now. Orchards, Vancouver, Kaiser.
White Salmon.
I'm repeating myself. Hazel, Foster Powell neighborhood, please call in 877-500-5266. Like I said, just a few minutes left on this membership drive to support Positively Revolting. Make your mark, say that you would like Marge Piercy's book. Now, I'm going to describe them again here. My Life, My Body is available in a candid and intimate new collection of essays, poems, memoirs, reviews, rants, and railleries. Marge Piercy discusses her own development as a working-class feminist, the highs and lows of TV culture, the ego dances of a writer's life, the homeless and the housewife, Allen Ginsberg and Marilyn Monroe. I want to hear that part. I want to read that part. Feminist utopias and why she doesn't live in one, why fiction isn't physics, and of course, fame, sex, and money, not necessarily in that order. The short essays, poems, and personal memoirs, say that three times quickly, intermingle like shards of glass that shine, reflect, and cut, always personal and yet always political. Piercy's work is drawn from a deep well of feminist and political activism. Hey, that's pretty cool. Did you write that, Ani?
No.
Oh, well, it was good anyway. So Made in Detroit Poems is also available for $5 a month by joining KBOO at 877-500-5266. And here's the description for Made in Detroit Poems. A treasure trove of new poems by one of our most sought-after poets. Poems that range from descriptions of the Detroit of her childhood and her current life in Cape Cod, from deep appreciations of the natural world to elegies for lost friends and relationships, from a vision of her Jewish heritage to a hard-hitting take on today's political ironies. You can get that book by calling us, 877-500-5266. What's that number again, honey?
That's 877-500-5266 for your minimum contribution of $60 this morning. You can pick up a copy, the copy of your choice of one of Marge Piercy's books. You can support KBOO Community Radio and know that your money is doubled during this super important matching period. Precision yes. Glassworks putting down $500 to challenge you to pick up your phone and call 877-500-5266. Push us over the top of $1,000 here this morning on Positively Revolting. I know you can do it. We've done it before. And, you know, I know our listeners recognize the power of collective action. I know that you want to be somebody who is making a positive difference. I mean, Positively Revolting. It's kind of what we're all about here. And right now, it's an easy thing to do this morning. Call in and contribute to your community radio station to help us continue to be strong together, because we are a whole lot stronger together than we are individually. 877-500-5266. I want to let you know that today is our semi-annual News and Public Affairs Day special. At 9 o'clock, coming up here in just about 12 minutes, we'll have Veterans Voice. Hosts Marvin and Angie are interviewing a local photographer, Jim Lomason, about his latest book, Exit Wounds, Life After War, Soldiers' Stories. From 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, it's 6 hours of lectures and talks, interviews, all about ending white supremacy and the racial oppression in our lifetimes. At 10 o'clock, we'll be listening to last week's Race Talks recorded at the Kennedy School in Portland on the resurgence of hate crimes in America, Charleston and beyond. At 11 o'clock, the release party for Octavia's Brood, the locally edited compilation of black science fiction writers imagining other worlds. I have to say, I picked up a copy of Octavia's Brood last month. It's a brilliant book. I cannot wait to hear this at 11 o'clock this morning. At 12 o'clock, Arresting Power. A panel discussion on police violence and racism in Portland. Man, Portland has a long legacy of it. One of my very first political actions, was when I was in high school, and it's documented in this film, Arresting Power. I was in high school a very long time ago. At 1 o'clock, an interview with Kelly Brown Douglas about her book, Stand Your Ground, Black Bodies and the Justice of God. At 1:30, we're featuring a never-before-heard broadcast by the late Manning Marable on how capitalism underdeveloped black America. At 2:30, we'll be featuring Ta-Nehisi Coates on white supremacy and being black in America. And at 3, it's radical black scholar Cornell West speaking at the Unitarian Universalist National Assembly in Portland in this last July. You can, in fact, call right now and support the station that brings you all of this important information, all of these important conversations. Right now, you can be a part of this legacy. You can be a part of this resistance. 877-500-5266. Or online, kboo.fm. You can come on in to 20 Southeast 8th here between Burnside and Ankeny in Southeast Portland on 8th Avenue and take a tour of the station and see how you can get involved in KBOO, your community radio station. It all starts with your contribution right now. Why not make it quick and easy by picking up your phone and calling 877-500-5266.
Just 8 minutes left. I'm sorry, Lynn, go ahead.
No, I was just saying how sustainable membership really helps too. If you you can do $10 a month, that is a great thing. Some of us talk about doing an hour's wage a month, which is not a bad idea. What you actually and how you choose to give is up to you. It's just that you do it. Pick up the phone, get on your computer. There's KBOO.FM. There's the phone number, 877-500-5266. It's now is the time to do it. You can listen to the rest of the day and just feel fine. Get it over with early in the morning. AT?
Yes, and speaking of listening, if you like listening to KBOO, then you'll probably love having a 4-gig KBOO USB flash drive filled with MP3s and podcasts to play from your chosen device. And here's part of what is on it. Michael Schumann talking about a world without Wall Street. Helena Norberg Hodge talking about the economics of happiness. Richard Heinberg, A Society Beyond Fossil Fuels. You can get this by calling 877-500-5266. Joseph Stiglitz, The Great Divide, Unequal Societies, and What We Can Do About Them. I'm interested in that part. Bog McChesney and John Nichols on Dollarocracy. Noam Chomsky's 2015 talk, It's in Your Hands, We the People Must Act. 877-500-5266. 6262-6266. Just about 7 minutes left and just enough time for you to call up right now and spend a few minutes on the phone with us. 877-552-66. KBOO's 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina special is all on the flash drive. Shamus Sawant speaking in Portland. You know, I think of this in terms of footage of tape, and it's starting to fill up a room, but you know, you can get it all on the little bitty thumb drive because of little bitty microelectronic thingies.
And that's for like $75 minimum.
Yes, that's for $6.25 a month by calling 877-552-66. The stuff that is on this just goes on and on, but go ahead.
And I see what you did there, because $75, I know I personally cannot come up with $75 at the drop of a hat. Oh yeah, I'd like to get that thumb drive. Do I have $75 sitting around I'm not using? No, I don't. Would I have 6 1/4? Yes, I do. And so you can take it in these little bite-sized chunks, and it helps you give a substantial amount to your community radio station.
We know that.
And it is so much easier on your very own pocketbook. It's also provides a strong foundation for KBOO to plan its work for the next year, to think about the improvements and equipment that we can get to actually continue these broadcasts and to improve features like our new website that is coming. And, you know, have quality community radio delivered to your ear 24 hours a day. 365 days a year. Yeah, 366 on leap years.
I'm so old. I remember when our website was the corner that had the orb weaver. 877-552-66. I was just informed that we only have $158 left to go to our goal. So
come on,
you can
people.
Be the person to put us over.
You can do
with
it.
Your monthly contribution. I was talking about that.
877-500-5266.
Oh, yeah. I just want to tell you even more about the flash drive because I can't believe all the stuff that's on it. Vandana Shiva is on it. John Trudell, Eldridge Cleaver from 1998. Stokely Carmichael from 1973 when he was still calling himself Stokely Carmichael. Ward Churchill, Dick Gregory, Daniel Berrigan, W.E.B. Du Bois from 1964. Paul Robeson from 1957. It's all on there. 877-552-66. Molly Ivins, Bell Hooks, Ken Kesey, Margaret Mead, Susan Faludi. Yes?
And those are incredible thinkers, incredible writers, incredible speakers. But there's also music on it. Live in-studio performances that are KBOO originals, right? Bands as they come through town, including the Flaming Groovies. If there's anyone else up at this hour that is, wild about the Flaming Groovies like I am, then you know that this is a super cool thing. Flaming Groovies stopped into KBOO a few months back and played live on Drinking from Puddles. We have that set on this flash drive. We have so much information, music. It's a lot like KBOO, but it can fit in your pocket and you can take it and share it with your friends. That's $75 contribution or 6 1/4 a month. You could also, or get one of the books from Marge Piercy, The Book of Poetry, Made in Detroit, or her latest memoirs, My Life, My Body. Either of those can be yours for your $60 minimum contribution. Please keep those phones ringing, 877-500-5266.
3 minutes left.
I've been hearing a great amount of busyness. Right now, I don't.
You can be the person that puts us over the top.
You can be the person that gets us back to being busy again.
Be that person.
Like Kim in Corvallis, who's called with renewing membership. Pamela from Portland has called. Tanya has called in. Join all of the people now.
Super fantastic.
Who are calling right now. And we do have a couple of phone lines available. 877-552-66. Just 2.5 minutes left. You can do that because it only takes 2.5 minutes.
If you have been contributing in a monthly way over the last while, maybe this is your moment that you can give an extra $20, an extra $40, just as a one-time gift to say, hey, we know that KBOO needs a boost every now and again, and this may be your time to boost it. Go ahead and consider, can you raise that monthly contribution just $1 or so every month? Oftentimes, we do talk about that hour's wage, right? And twice this very own drive, I have talked to somebody who has gotten a raise in the last 6 months and have bumped up their monthly contribution to KBOO accordingly. So all of a sudden, instead of getting $12 a month, we're getting $13.35 a month. And I love that. It's a great way to even out the support for KBOO Community Radio throughout Cascadia. And right now, we would love to hear from
from you at 877-500-5266 and hear how you are doing your part to strengthen the resistance and strengthen community radio. Being a part of this legacy, going strong for 47 years and with your support for 47 more. Go ahead and call us now, 877-500-5266.
You know, when everyone's going around and saying, congratulations on your new baby, woo, you're the one that actually shows up at the door with a casserole. You're the sort of the person that actually supports community, who understands community. This radio station is here for you, and it's for everyone else. So I would like you to step up and support community and to support everyone else, because you're the person who does that. You're the person who's like that. You're the person who calls 877-500-5266 and joins us. You're a true Cascadian. And I think that I'm very proud to be a part of that whole phenomenon. 877-500-5266. I heard a breath. Someone else has something to say.
Well, yes, I do. It is because you understand mutual aid. And if you are listening to Positively Revolting, and I have to say you are, you wouldn't have me say that to you, then you understand the importance of mutual aid. You understand the importance of stepping up and doing your part, because social change is super important to you. This is why you tune in on Friday mornings, because you are interested in looking at making the world a better place. You want to be an active participant in making the world a better place, and right now is your opportunity to do that with just a phone call and a little financial sponsorship, so that we can continue bringing you interviews like we have with Guy McPherson talking about climate change, with David K. Johnston last week talking about sort of a populist take on economics, like we have with the ongoing war on women and the myriad guests that we've had talking about that, including Katha Paulett. We are here talking about ending white supremacy with Teresa Rayford and Black Lives Matters. We are here talking about the forest, so when we have Bark on the air. We are here with you being a part of the resistance. We know you are listening and that you've joined with your ears and with your mind. Right now, we're asking you to step forward and support it with your pocketbook. With these last 5 seconds, go ahead and help us make that match from Precision Glassworks.
Score!
Please call us right now, 877-500-5266.
Do it now.
And with that, we continue to be positively revolting, and we hope you are too.
Thank you to the restaurants that have provided food for our volunteers today. Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster, for providing breakfast, serving Mexican and American brunch, lunch and dinner fare, plus cocktails. Civilia Thai, located at 4806 Southeast Stark, for providing lunch, serving Thai cuisine and open every day from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Di Nicola's, located at 3520 Southeast Powell, for providing dinner, serving Italian fare since 1977, including spaghetti and meatballs, vegetarian,